Okay, we're going to start at the top of 36A in just a moment. The very top line. Abaye is going to give us a second answer. However, let's go back to the notes for a minute. One second. Stuck.
Okay.
Oh no, that's the heat.
The heat.
Now it's got to the temperature it wants it to be at, so we'll see. Okay, the central issue of this sugya is, are women exempt from tearing out their hair in grief over a mace if somebody dies? Right, Torah says that one is not allowed to do that, lo sisko to do, you're not allowed to do that, so are women exempt from that? So there was a statement of Isi in a brisa that said women are also exempt from tearing out their hair in grief over a mace. So the Gemara wanted to know what is his reason. Alright, so the Gemara goes with one line of reasoning where the Torah says, Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, you are sons to Hashem. And then the Torah says, you shouldn't scratch yourself, you shouldn't make a bald spot on your body over a mace, for you are a holy people. So, since it says you are sons, sons and not daughters, so you're excluded. Okay? They're excluded from which clause? The second clause afterwards, to make a bald spot. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe the exclusion is only the line before. You are sons to Hashem, do not scratch yourselves. Maybe they're excluded from that. But they're commanded about a bald spot. Maybe they're excluded only in the first clause. You shall scratch yourself. But the second clause, make a bald spot, they are included. They said, no, because the end of the pasuk says, point five now, says you are a holy nation Hashem, which includes women. So therefore, it came out, and that's the end of the brisa. So we came out that it says, you are sons of Hashem, comes to exclude women, so it comes to exclude what? The second clause, don't make a bald spot. That's what they're excluded for. Do not scratch yourself. Women are included because of the comment that says, for you are the children of Hashem. You're a holy nation to Hashem. Which is a little bit odd that, you know, the lines next to each other are not going on each other, but jumping over. And that's the Gemara asks the question, point six, perhaps nation forbids women to make a bald spot and sons permits them to scratch themselves. Let's reverse it. To which Gemara says, no, it's more reasonable, answer number one, it's more reasonable to say that women are commanded about scratching, for this applies in all places, whether or not hair grows there. That's where it makes more sense to make them chayiv. Make a bald spot only applies where hair grows, and that's a place where we're limiting the prohibition. So where we're limiting, let's limit women as well. Then the Gemara says, maybe sons excludes both things, daughters, regarding both scratching and tearing out its hair. You're a holy nation. Let it be involved in something else. Let it include something from another pasuk, the women scratching themselves with a tool, which is the laws of Kohanim over there. So answer is no. EC holds that there's no distinction between scratching by hand or with a tool. It's the same prohibition. So there's only two prohibitions. So we go back to the fact that you are sons excludes making a bald spot, and you are a holy nation includes them in scratches. And that's what we learned last week. So that's the first answer. So the source of Isi's halacha would be from the fact it says you are sons to Hashem and not the daughters, and they're excluded from the second clause that says you may not make a bald spot. They're excluded from it. And that was the first teaching of understanding why women are exempt from making a bald spot. Okay, now we're going to go to answer number two, and then there'll be answer number three. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, there's a whole other reason why we could say women are excluded from making bald spots, all right? So, a whole different reason. Hi, new time of the Issa. The following is Issa's reason. To gomar korcha, korcha, mibnei Aaron. We're going to make a xeris shava for the fact it says korcha, a bald spot, by regular Jews, and a bald spot by Kohanim. Kohanim also have a separate prohibition of making a bald spot, besides Jews. So what do we know by Kohanim? Ma lahala nashin pituros, just like over there, women are excluded. Because what does it say over there? Emor l'kohanim, tzavos kohanim, b'nei Aaron, the sons of Aaron. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of things that they can't do. Can't get tummy mace, etc., etc. Can't cut off the payas. So, but it excludes women. And over there it talks about not making a bald spot. So just like over there, where it says that not to make a bald spot, so Afkan says the same word, korcha, Afkan nashim pituras, also as well, women should not, are excluded from a bald spot. See, now this, here it gives you the source. Look, by Kohanim it says, lo yikrchu korcha barosham, they shall not make a bald spot on their head. That's for Kohanim. By regular Jews, in Devarim Yudal, it says, lo sasimu korcha b'neinechem, shall not make a bald spot for the dead as well. So they both prohibit making a bald spot. We already learned how earlier women were excluded, Kohanic women were excluded from the laws over there. Let's take a look over there. Vayikra chaf aleph. Again, and more la kohani b'nei Aaron, the b'nei Aaron and not the daughters. So what are we going to tell them? First verse is don't become tamei. So the laws of who you can and can't become tamei are pasuk aleph beis gimel dalid. Then hey is, we had learned this, we didn't focus on the first clause. Lo yikrachu karcha b'rosham. You shouldn't make a bald spot. And then we discussed upas and kohen gadol, they shouldn't shave off their payas. But what do you see? You say we've excluded women, Kohanim, in these laws. Now, what are the laws? Number one is being Tame. Number two, in verse Hey, is you shouldn't make a bald spot. So men don't make a bald spot, but women could make a bald spot. Now we make Xavier Shava, just like by Kohanim. Women don't make a bald spot. Now, you look over right in the middle over here. Doesn't let me do anything. Right in the middle. The Gemara now assumes, as it did previously, that this exemption applies to the entire scriptural section of the Kohen's laws introduced by that verse. B'nai Aaron and not the daughters and everything that's going on. Thus, the Kohen's prohibition against making a bald spot would not include women. Abai therefore proposes that Isi expounded Xerah Shava to derive the laws of Jews in general for those who come on them and thereby exclude women even from the general prohibition against making a bald spot. So now, the second interpretation now of Abaye is, just like it says, you can't make a bald spot by Kohanim. And over there, women are excluded. And it says the word korcha. So over by Deuteronomy, where it says, in general, that Jews can't make a bald spot. So that will exclude women as well. Just like we excluded women by the Kohanic prohibition. It's Xavier Shav. It says korcha by Kohanic women. It says korcha by regular women. They're excluded as well. And that is what Abaye says is the reason of Isi. Means it's a totally different reason was given before. We had a whole different whack of sukkim, and it's a total different reason. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on this. Now, the assumption of Abaye is that everything that was discussed in this pasuk by the Kohanim is going on the exclusion. Remember, the first pasuk says, speak to the B'nai Aaron. B'nai Aaron, the sons of Aaron, and not the daughters. So Abaye, when he makes this drush, he assumes that everything that's being learned is excluding women. So there's a number of issues. Number one is Tumah. That's the one right after the clause. But not till Pasuk Hey, we come to a second issue of do not make a bald spot. Right? That's the second issue. The assumption of Abaye is the exclusion from Pasuk Alev applies to everything. To which Gemara is going to ask a question on that. The Isvira Lan, and if we're going to hold like Abaye, and this is going to be similar to the Gemara we had last week, that what? The Kik, Siv, Kra, when the Pasuk says, the sons of Aaron to exclude women. Bekuli and Yedir, Siv, do you really hold that it's coming to exclude everything? We really don't have to do that. That's not necessarily has to be done. We don't need a Gzeira Shava for that. Maybe we could have done like this. Nishta Kramine. Let's be silent from this specific Gzeira Shava. Who says we have to make this Gzeira Shava to exclude women of bald spots? Let's do it a little bit differently. V'teisi b'kal v'chomer. And let we learn it from a kal v'chomer. And what's the kal v'chomer? V'ana amina. And I would make the following kal v'chomer. Uma kohanim. Let's take a look at kohanim. What do we know about kohanim? Shereba b'makas of Mitzvah Yaseris. The Torah has given kohanim many more laws than regular Jews have. So we see that God is stricter with kohanim. And still we have B'nai Aaron v'lo B'nai Sar. We see that when we're stricter with a group that we're stricter with, still we don't include the daughters in the prohibition. Right? Not daughters. The sons and not the daughters. So where we're strict, we're in the area where we're generally strict by Kohanim, we're lenient to exclude daughters. So Yisrael lo kol shekein. So by Jews who were more lenient, they don't have all the prohibitions that Kohanim have. So all the more so, women should be exempted. So why did Abaye need a gzeira shava? What need a gzeira shava for? From karcha to karcha, just learn it as a kal v'chomer. Okay, you want to learn that women are not obliged in the avera of bald spots from what? Gzeira shava. You find by Kohanic women that aren't obliged. So we find the same words, korcha, that regular Jewish women are not obliged. But why do you have to say the gzeira shava for that? Why do you have to say it at all? Just make a kal v'chomer. We know that women, according to you, Abaye, that the entire pasuk, all the psukim, when it says sons of Aaron, it's excluding everything afterwards, then we just can use a kal v'chomer. What do you need a gzeira shava for? In other words, they agree, they're not arguing that we could exclude women from Kohanic women, but why do you got to do it through a gzeira shava? Do it through a kal v'chomer. So he answers, no, you have to have the gzeira shava. You love gzeira shava. I didn't have the gzeira shava, then I would have thought, and gzeira shava means, that's halacha l'moshe misina. That's what Moshe says. You know, that's how we're going to learn this drush. Gzeira shavas come from Sinai. So if it's from that, then I know how to understand the pasuk. But if I don't have a gzeira shava, I could have learned the psukim differently. How would I have learned the psukim differently? Hav amina, I would have thought hifsika inyan, that there's a break in the topic. What does that mean? Again, let's go back. It says, speak to the Kohanim B'nai Aaron. Sons and not daughters. So we're excluding daughters. So what are we excluding them for? Well, obviously the very next thing we're excluding them, you can't become Tamei. Good. So Pasuk Al Beis Gimel Dal talks about who you can and cannot become Tamei. Women are excluded. But wait a minute. Maybe Pasuk Hay, which is talking about bald spots, maybe that's already, who says that that earlier clause of B'nai Aaron is coming to exclude that far down? Maybe it's only excluding the very next topic. And maybe after we go to the next topic of Pasuk Hey, women are included in it. And if women are included in it, then I got no kal v'chomer, because maybe women are included. Once it's Gzeira Shava that's saying that women were excluded here, then we'll learn they're excluded there. But I only can say that that's teaching me that the Pasuk Hey is going back on Pasuk Aleph. I wouldn't have had Gzeira Shava. I think Pasuk Hey has something to do with Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph excludes women from certain Kohanic issues. How many? Well, for sure it's got to be the very next one. Okay, we don't argue with that. Women who Kohanic can become Tamei. But Pasuk Hey already, how do we know it's going back to Pasuk Aleph, that the exclusions are there? So if I have Gzeira Shava that says, just like women are exempt over here by bald spots, so Kohanic women, so regular women are, then I know that Pasuk Hey had to be connected to Pasuk Aleph. Without the Gzeira Shava, I would not have connected and I wouldn't have known the law. And that's what he's saying. Right? I would have thought scripture permanently interrupted the matter specific to male Kohanim by presenting a law that applies equally to Kohanic women. I would have thought the bald spot would be equal. Therefore, the Gzeira Shava is needed to indicate the exemption of a Kohanic woman extends the prohibition against making a bald spot. Alright, that's how I explained it. So therefore, that's what Gemara will answer. For we have to connect it to show that the psukim are connected. Once that, the Gzera Shava proves that we had learned that the psukim are connected. So now I see that women are exempt, Kohanic women, so then regular women are exempted. Gemara says, no, yeah, maybe I could have a Gzera Shava and not necessarily have to go with that way. Gemara is going to object to the proposition that Gzera Shava proves that a Kohanic woman is exempt from first against being a boss. So Gzera Shava might infect, but maybe Gzera Shava could teach a different law. Maybe there's a different law. There is Gzera. You're saying, well, there's Gzera Shava. Yeah, but who says Gzera Shava coming to teach that? Maybe there's Gzera Shava teaching something else. And maybe women are not connected. Who says women are connected? If you're so worried, there has to be a Gzera Shava, and Gzera Shava teaches there is one there. Well, maybe I'll use a totally different Gzera Shava. Gzera Shava will have nothing to do with the Kohanic woman, per se. Not that exclusion. And we'll use the Gzera Shava. Maybe women are not connected to the earlier Pesachim. I could use the Gzera Shava. All I know is it says Korcha and Korcha. So there's got to be Gzera Shava. I agree. It has to be Gzera Shava. You want to say it's Gzera Shava excluding women, and that proves that the Pesachim were connected. I could say the Gzera Shava, totally different Gzera Shava. Maybe we'll use it, such as look at the Tanya, as we find in a Brisa that appears to use the Gzera Shava another way. This is very similar to how the Gemara was using it last week in the other Gzera Shava. What does it say? Let's look at different laws of bald spots. It says, Lo yikrachu, Kohanim shall not make a bald spot on their head. Now, how far does that go? So I might have thought, Yagal afilu kerech arbava kamish karchos. Maybe we think that even, let's say, he made 4 or 5 bald spots. Let's say a person died, and this is from Makkos, if you remember, right? Person died, and he got very upset, so what do? He went and ripped out 4 or 5 bald spots. So how many times do we punish him? What would I have thought? Well, no, lo yechai v'lachas. I think maybe only one. That's what I might have thought, because it was for one incident, right? Talmud Lomar comes the word next. It says, Lo yikrachu korcha is an extra word. Lo yikrachu, you shall not make bald, korcha a bald spot. Right? That tells us that what? L'chayev kol achas v'achas. You have to, you're chayev for each and every one. Okay? So, and how do you do this on 5 separate spots? Moreover, there talks about someone who applied depilatory cream to his 5 fingers and then placed them simultaneous 5 different spots. Okay, etc. So anyway, so that's why you're chayv on each and every one of them. Okay, so Yikuhu Korcha tells you, you're chayv for each and every bald spot. Beroshem, on your heads. What's that teaching me? Matong, what does it mean? Don't make bald spots on your heads. Well, Levishanemar, because it says also lo siskodadu. You shan't lo siskodadu. You shouldn't gash yourself. You shouldn't make bald spots between your eyes. That's by the when it talks by Yidden, the prohibition. I would have thought you're only chayev for the bald spot that's between the eyes. In other words, where you put your tefillin. The part of the scalp that's between the eyes. Here. Maybe only there, if you make a bald spot, you're chayev. It says, Beinei Nechem. Minayim L'Rabbas. How do I know to include Kol HaRosh, the entire head? Maybe only a bald spot here, but what about over here and over there and over there? Talmud Lomar comes along, Barosham, it says, in their heads. L'chayev ala rosh k'vedam, that anywhere on the head, you're chayev. So now we've learned 2 things. It says, lo yikuchu harcha means, you're chayev even for making 5 bald spots at one time, you're chayev 5 things. Between your, then it says, Barosham, says anywhere on the head. Now that's by Kohanim. So good. The Eli El Kohanim. That's only by Kohanim. By Kohanim, where I have Shiriba Vemakosav. Mitzvah says, Kohanim have extra mitzvahs. Since they have extra mitzvahs, then they have extra stringencies as well. In other words, all Jews and Kohanim can't make bald spots. We know that. But what do we see by Kohanim? The Pasuk says, O Yikuhu Korcha, double expression, Beroshim in their head, saying, you know what? You can't make bald spots, and I'll tell you even more. Since we have Kohanim, we're going to be very strict. If he makes 5 bald spots, he'll be lashed 5 times. But a regular, you did not. If a Kohen pulls out anywhere on his head, he's chayv. But a regular, you're not. Because I think Kohanim were always stricter. So I would think Kohanim, of all the strict parts of not making a bald spot. But Yisroel Menol, how do we know by a Jew he'd be chayiv if he did it the same way a Kohen? How would I know? Ah, so let's use the Xerus Shavu for that. Nemar Khan, it says by Kohanim, Korcha, bald spot. V'nemar Lahalan, Korcha, bald spot. Same exact word, bald spot. Ma Khan, Chayiv, just like over here by Kohanim. Chayiv, Akol, Korcha, Korcha. You chayiv for each and every bald spot you make. Xerus Shavu says this, and also what else is the Kohen chayiv for? V'chayiv ala Rosh Kevedanim. Anywhere on the head you're chayiv. Equally as between the eyes. That we know for sure by Kohanim. So now the Xerus Shavu, Korcha by Kohanim. And it says Korcha by Yisrael. Mala Halan, just like, oh, so there, in regarding for a Jew as well, Chayav al Kol Korcha by Korcha, we chayav on each and every ball spot, V'chayav al Rosh Kebein Anayim, and we chayav anywhere on the head. And similarly, you have to add one more point. Umala halna mace, and so too. Now, what does it say by a regular Jew that it didn't say by a Kohanim? If you look carefully in the text, it says you shouldn't make a bald spot over a dead person. By a Kohen, it just says don't make a bald spot. So how do I know under what circumstances? So now we're going to use the Xerus Shavu going the other way now. So just like by a regular Jew, the only time you're chayav for making a bald spot, when it's in a fit of rage over the fact that a relative of yours dies, that's where it specifically says it. But it doesn't say it by Kohanim. By Kohanim it just says, don't make a bald spot. So under what circumstance? Maybe any time you're chayav to make a bald spot. No. So we're saying the Xerus Shavu goes the other way as well. Just like by Yisrael, only when it's over the dead, Afkan alameis. So therefore, so too over the dead. So this is clearly a brisa that is using a Xerus Shava to learn specific halachas, and it's nothing to do with women excluded from bald spots. In other words, you wanted to learn women are excluded from bald spots from Xerus Shava. And the Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that? Why didn't we say a Kal V'Chomer? Says, well, no, we can't use a Kal V'Chomer because he needs a Xerus Shavu or else he would not have learned the Psukim. He said, no, we have a Xerus Shavu anyway. We have a Xerus Shavu anyway that teaches us that all Jews have the same laws like Kohanim, that you're chayav for each and every bald spot, you're chayav for anywhere in the hair, and also all Kohanim are like Jews, that you're only chayav for bald spots for grieving over a dead person. So now we have the Xerus Shavu used perfectly, so then maybe women are not excluded, because you don't have Xerus Shavu anymore, and you don't have to say that the Psukim are necessarily connected. So how are you going to learn that women are excluded from bald spots? You follow? Did I lose you guys? Probably did.
No. My question is...
In other words, you say this Xerus Shavu, just like women are excluded. To say that women are excluded, you have to say that the fifth pasuk is connected to the first pasuk, and have Xerus Shavu to exclude all other women. To which the Gemara says, why do you have to say that? If you're already doing that, you could have done a Kal V'Chomer. He says, no, I couldn't do a Kal V'Chomer, because if I don't have the Kal V'Chomer alone, I don't know. Maybe they're not connected. Maybe the Sukkim are connected. Maybe women are Taka, not Chayav. Maybe they're Chayav like men, Kohanim. Only if I have Xerus Shavu, then do I know that they're connected. Gemara says, no, I can use Xerus Shavu and not connect them. That's Gemara's question. Yeah.
So if we learn that Xerus Shavu is from Halacha Moshe Sinai, and there's a tradition passed down...
They can debate.
Just theorize.
No, we know.
It is.
No, that's those are traditions. There's different traditions. There's X amount of Xerus Shavus, but there can be debate in exactly what it is. Exactly. We know this Xerus Shavus are from Moshe, and everyone had a different tradition exactly what were the specific Xerus Shavus. So now we're stuck. So now I have a very nice Xerus Shavu. So I'm using Xerus Shavu. I have nothing to force me to say that the fifth pasuk of that you want to maintain, that talks about bald spots, is connected to the first pasuk where there's an exclusion of women, and maybe women are chayiv. Now we'll answer the final answer. Im kein, if that was the case, that all you want to keep women excluded, and you want to use Xerus Shavu, as you have now said, im kein nichtav, the Torah could have said, nichtav, it could have said, lo yikrechu, you shall not make a kerach. It could say the word kerach. Bald spot can be written kerach or korcha. What's the extra hay doing there? My korcha. What is, why to say the word korcha? Why the extra hay? It's just a lo yikrechu kerach. Don't make kerach means bald spot, just like korcha means bald spot. One is male, one is female. There's an extra hay. What do you need an extra hay for? Ah, that little extra hay. Shamat mine tarti. That little extra hay teaches me two things. The extra letters hay in both sections, both times it says korcha, so it's really, makes it an extra gzeirah shava. In other words, it really, the Torah could have said, by Kohanim, don't make a kerach, and by Yisrael, don't make a kerach, and I could learn those laws, that just like a kohen, for each and every one, Yisrael, anywhere on the head, Yisrael, so too by Yisrael, and just by Yisrael, only over a dead person, so to a kohen. But what's the extra hay in both instances, the word korcha? What's that extra hay doing there? So look, since the second Gzeirah Shavah has no other apparent function, we must understand it to teach the exemption of women from the general prohibition against making a bald spot. We're forced then to conclude that the exclusionary expression of the sons of Aaron exempts women even from the Kohen's prohibition against making a bald spot, let's say later in the section, only then can we Gzeirah to some extent. In other words, he's saying like this, you're right. We have one Gzeirah Shavah ready on the books. You're right. The Braisa says. It says, just like Kohanim are chayav for each and every one, and the chayav on everyone in the hair, so to all Jews. How do we learn that? From the Gzeirah Shavah. We know you only chayav if it's over a death and not anything else. Saying goodbye, Kohen, Gzeirah Shavah. Second thing, the answer is, there's an extra layer to that Gzeirah Shavah. If you just want a straight Gzeirah Shavah, it could have said the word kerach here and kerach there. Now there's an extra hay here and an extra hay there. Now if you have two places there's hay, that's tantamount to saying there must be another Gzeirah Shavah over here that we don't know what it is. So now we can tell you what another one is. That just like women are not obliged in the prohibition of bald spots by Kohanim, so too by regular Yisraelim. But how are we going to know that? Only if Pasuk Hey of bald spots is connected to the part where Kohanim women are excluded, and therefore we can't learn it from a Kal Vachomer anymore. So the bottom line is, according to Abaye, how would Isi exclude women from bald spots? Because of the extra hay of Korcha by Kohanic women, and the extra hay by bald spots by Kohanim, and the extra hay by regular Jews, that means we have to have a Gzeirah Shavah between the two, and we ran out of Gzeirah Shavahs, no more things to learn. The only thing we could say is if women are excluded from bald spots by connecting Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Hey, then we could say just like women are excluded from bald spots, so too Kohanic women are excluded, so too all other Kohanic women are excluded, and that's how Abaye learns Isi's position, much different than the first way we learned last week, which was from the fact by regular Jews, it says, you are my sons, you shall not make a bald spot. That's a whole different teaching. So now we have a whole separate teaching, and tomorrow we'll get to Rava, who will give us teaching number 3. Okay, we'll get teaching number 3. And then, of course, we're going to say, why didn't you like his teaching? Why didn't you like his teaching? Why did you go with a different teaching? Okay? You know what? And on second thought, it's only one line. Let's do it. I'm sorry. We've got another minute. Let's just do it. Simple. This is an easy one. I forgot. Rava Amar. Rava is the third reason. Hainu time of the East. This reason the Isi. The Yalif Beinei Nechem. It says you shall not make a bald spot between your eyes, right? What else do you know? What other place in Torah is this talking about between your eyes? Tefillin between your eyes. Oh, Beinei Nechem by bald spot. Beinei Nechem to Tefillin. That's a nice Gzeirah Shavah, isn't it? Now what do we know about Tefillin? Who's excluded from Tefillin?
Women.
That remember a long time ago, women are excluded from Tefillin. Right? Because it's connected to Talmud Torah, they're excluded. So Malahalan, just like over there by Tefillin, Nashim Peturis, women are excluded. So Afkan, Nashim Peturis, so too, women are excluded as well. So now we have 3 different ways to learn how women are excluded. Last week's was when the Torah says, you are my sons, to exclude daughters, all Yisraelim, and therefore you shouldn't make a bald spot. So women are excluded from that, because they're not considered sons. That's one way. This way, the second way of Abai is the Gzeirah Shavah Kohanim, Kohanic women who are excluded to regular women. And now this one, which is the simplest of all, there's no more discussion on this answer, where he learned, just like it says, Beinei Nechem, you don't make bald spots between your eyes, and Tefillin is Beinei Nechem, women are excluded there, women are excluded there. So we have 3 different sources where women are excluded. So tomorrow's Gemara, and it'll take us all the way to the Mishnah, I hope. Okay? Tomorrow's just going to say, why did each one not like the other one's drushes? Why did Abaye have to have different than Rava? Why did they all have to have different drushes? And that's the discussion for tomorrow.